All right, there we go. Woo, Betty, that's been a powerful first hour, I tell you. I don't know if your daughter, Megan's planning on joining us this hour, or if so, she'll call in and I'll get her on the line. But, Betty, you know, back to this whole thing about the revival coming up. This is not something that we sat around and said, oh, let's do it. Let this it be fun. It wasn't like that, was it?
No, no. It was kind of earth-shaking, to be truthfully honest. You know, Lord, you're sure. You know, I mean, you have a little, I had a little bit of a doubting comment on me for a little while.
I knew you did. That's all right.
I said, Pastor, are you sure?
Are you sure you're supposed to do
are
this?
Are you sure, Pastor? And it was just, I don't know.
Yeah.
The more I started praying about it, the more excited I got.
Right.
And the Lord said, it's time.
Right.
It's time to let the Holy, to let my Holy Spirit work in those and bring them home.
Right.
And that's the whole the whole message behind revival is to revive us, is
right.
to give us new hope for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, I did a little bit of research these last couple of days through prayer and through his word and so forth. And the Lord is moving mightily throughout
Amen.
The land.
Yes.
And there is so many things going on in the Henry County, which is Newcastle, Wayne County, Fayette County, Marion County. There are revivals going on almost day after day after day.
Praise
in
God.
The last few weeks of October.
Whoa. Wow.
And I just heard of one in Wayne County that most of the churches are behind. I mean, it's just, it's amazing when God
Praise
moves.
God.
How things move.
Yes.
And so, you know, we're right, we're kind of the cutting edge of revival. We're the startup of what God has for not just Indiana, but we've prayed and beyond. So
yes.
We don't know where the Lord is going to take this, you know, further on, where he's going to lead, what he's going to do. But we know it's going to be powerful. We know it's going to be powerful.
Amen. And, you know, we just rest in him because, you know, this is an effort. And it's been an effort of joy. We just made this decision in late August that this is what God was saying. And I think, what, maybe 7 or 8 weeks until we knew it was supposed to be this weekend. This weekend is very significant because it was on this weekend, October 21st of 1991, that God called me to leave the pastorate, the church that I pastored there in Newcastle, and branch out for him in missionary work and in a new day, in a new season. And it was extremely hard. And I've talked about that on this show different times. I was there 7 years to the day, actually. And so this revival is that same weekend, 25 years later, 25 years later. So, you know, the number 2 means God's covenant relationship with us. 5 means God's grace. And, you know, there's just so much there, 25 years later. And if you are listening to this show today and you're in that tri-state Indiana, Ohio, Michigan area and you'd like to come and join us, it will be this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at 5 p.m., starting early on purpose to allow time for God to do what he wants to do. 5 p.m., October 22nd and 23rd at the Cornerstone Campground in Newcastle, Indiana. You can just put that in your GPS and you'll find it. It's right near Interstate 70 and State Road 3 in Newcastle. And 5 p.m. this Saturday coming up and Sunday, October 22nd, 23rd, 25 years after God called me to leave and branch out. And Betty, I'd like your comment on that before we go to this song in this new second hour here. Go ahead. Anything you want to say about any of that?
One of the things that God has impressed me, through prayer and through just basically talking to, different people, that, a lot of people are hurting.
Yes, amen, they are.
A lot of people are entrenched in sorrow, depression, oppression, drugs, alcohol. I mean, this just all...
On and on.
...just came to a head, you know, a couple, 2 or 3 days ago of the things that is that the things that are grieving God that we have that has happened.
Right.
And he wants everyone to know that they no longer have to live in a dungeon. They don't have to live under the chains of demonic oppression or alcohol or drugs, abusive relationships, hearts that are broken. This is so grieving God.
Yes,
that he
yes.
wants to set his people free.
Amen.
And he intends on doing it, but we have to put forth the effort.
Right.
To say, okay, God, I am willing to go, and I'm willing to let it down. I'm letting my walls down, and we are going to be absolutely amazed at what God is going to do.
Amen.
He's
I totally
going to,
agree.
And the more modern phrases, he's going to show up and show
out.
Because he wants people to know who he is.
That's right.
He wants for people to know him, that he's not a God of judgment. He is not one to say, this is, you know, God put sickness on me. No, he didn't.
Right.
God wants to see you healed.
Amen.
He wants to see you healed mentally, physically, and spiritually. And folks, I encourage you to come and just see what God can do in your life.
Amen. When you were saying all that, Betty, it reminded me of Isaiah 51:14, and it says this, "The one in chains will soon be set free and will not die in the dungeon, nor will their bread be lacking." And that's right on for this revival weekend coming up. The one in chains will soon be set free and will not die in the dungeon, nor will their bread be lacking. Whoa, praise God. Love this song by Hillsong. You are my strength.
You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other.
You lift me up.
Praise God. He's our strength. Strength like no other. Betty, we just may have to do that song at revival. Boy, doesn't that just say it all right there? You are my strength. I think this is your daughter calling in. We'll see here. All right. Megan, is that you?
It's me. Hi, Pastor Marcia.
Hi, Megan. Megan, I don't know if you just heard that song. You Are My Strength by Hillsong.
Oh, woo. Thank God.
I just told your mom we got to add that to our revival list. You Are My Strength by Hillsong, because it was powerful and it just really sent the message home. We're glad you are with us today, Megan. Megan, this is great. Yes, and your mama Betty has been on here and talking, and then we had Andrea, and she had to go to work, so this worked out really good. And we were just talking about the revival and how important it is that people in the area come out if they can, Saturday night and Sunday night at 5 p.m. Your mom was really making a case about what God wants to do with the revival. I know you and I have talked about this a lot, that this is a new time, a new season. Do you want to say anything about that before we get back to some scripture?
Absolutely. You know, it's we all want to change. We all want to see a change in the world. And if we want to see a change, we have to reach out and let the Lord know that we are here and we're ready for a revival. You know, it has to be, we have to be ready in our hearts. We have to be ready in our spirits. And I am so ecstatic about what's going to go on that Saturday night and Sunday night. And I really hope that whoever is in the area, you know, that hears the radio show or comes from Newcastle, it's going to be a glorious time. I am so ready to see what the Holy Spirit is going to do.
Oh, I know. And I can't wait to get there and see what he's going to do. I know what he's put in my heart, I tell you. But I can't wait to see how he pulls it all together, and also the ministry that's going to happen for people and the way that people are going to be revived again. That's what revival really means. That old song we used to sing in the hymn book, Revive Us Again, you know, such a good song. Anyway, that's what it's all about. So if you're in that tri-state area, Newcastle's not hard to find on your map, and it's easy to get to Saturday and Sunday this coming weekend, 5 p.m. Pastor Jim will be here next Sunday afternoon hosting the show. The show will go on, of course. Let's go to Colossians chapter 3, and we're going to go down to verse 15. 3:15, Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Let the peace rule. Okay, we've been talking about how Jesus taught in the Lord's Prayer, Megan, come thy kingdom. It does not say thy kingdom come in the original Greek. It is come thy kingdom, be done thy will. Okay? It is emphatic. It is a declaration, if you will. And he talks so much about the fact that we should get in touch with the will of God in our lives and declare that we want that to happen. Well, we declare that we want some amazing ministry and amazing time in the Word and music to happen this weekend in that revival. And we declare that the peace of Christ will rule. And Colossians 3:15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. I don't know if you two remember, but this was our verse for Cornerstone Ministries many years ago. This was our theme verse, Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. Talk to me, Megan, then we'll get your mom's interpretation of Colossians 3:16 and how important this is. Let the peace of Christ rule. Let it.
Amen. That is exactly what I meant by when I said our hearts need to be ready. Is our hearts need to be full of gratitude and full of thanks for what we want to see the Lord do, that we are ready to have him make an impact in our lives, that we're ready to have some me time, that we're ready to, you know, surrender ourselves, that we are true and just sold out to the Heavenly Father.
Amen.
That we're ready for whatever he wants us to do. And I have been, my spirit is so full of expectancy.
Praise God.
What the Holy Spirit is going to do, even in my life, because I have been praying since grace and past that, Lord, whatever that you want of me, I am ready.
Right.
And
yes,
I have to admit, I've not fully given my all in that regard. And I know that that night and that Sunday night, that's the time.
Yes,
that's
it
when
is.
That new mm-hmm. filling of the Holy Spirit is going to come
yes.
upon me
yes.
and the rest of the people that are there,
I
and
agree.
Whoever we pray for. It's gonna feel like an earthquake, people. I can already feel it in
it
my
is.
Spirit. It is gonna
yes.
shake us. And
yes, I agree, Meg.
And just woo! I can't even. I could just break down and cry because I know that we're all gonna be there, and we're all gonna be open, and we're all gonna be willing to receive this gift that's coming.
Mm.
Woo!
Amen. Couldn't be any better said. Woo, Mama Betty, talk to us.
Well, I think that this is what you're both are talking about, is the living water that is going to come forth. And the living water that we talk about is God's Holy Spirit, that the word that we have prayed day after day after day, we are going to see come to fruition. That when we pray for someone, that they're going to be set free.
Yes,
and
yes.
We have to let the word of the Lord, when he says dwell richly,
mm-hmm.
that we have to let it run from the top of our head to the soles of our feet.
Woo-hoo, yeah.
We have to let it cleanse us. We have to let it invigorate
mm-hmm.
us. We
mm-hmm.
have to let it do what its purpose is meant to do.
That's right.
And that is to bring glory to God through us.
Amen.
And one of the things, Pastor Marcia and Megan, that has really been heavy on my heart is people. People need the Lord. And it's just, it's amazing to me how that in such a small space, such a small thing in time, this new season, that this new beginning is going to start with people who are willing to walk through that door, who are willing to set aside religiosity, that they are willing to let it all down, to let their walls down, and come with no inhibitions whatsoever, and say, God, whatever you want, do thy will, whatever you need.
Come
to
thy
do
will.
It.
Yes. Come thy kingdom.
Will.
Yeah. Be
come
done thy
my
will.
Kingdom mm-hmm. is do it in me.
Amen.
Have a freedom for once to say, God, whatever you want, I am here. I total surrender to you tonight. And with the power that the Holy Spirit has envisioned me with, seeing what will go on, is that you want to, and when we say earth shaking, the ground may shake, the wind may blow, but whatever happens is you have got to let God do in you what he needs to do, and do not let the enemy try to coerce you into thinking that, oh, this is just a bunch of hubby-bubby. Don't listen to them. They're just, you know, they're just a bunch of Jesus freaks. Well, you know what? If you want to call me a Jesus freak, go right ahead. Because
Amen.
There is nothing that I believe in more. There is nothing that I stand for anymore, is that Jesus Christ is Lord, and he wants to be Lord of your life.
And let this be a confirmation for you, Betty, because here's the next song that was coming up that I had prepared for today. People Need the Lord by Avalon.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed
God, people need the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What a powerful song. And Betty, it was right there. You were talking about it. Only God can do this kind of stuff with confirmations. Talk to me about that, Megan, and then we'll let Betty comment on that. Wow.
Well, I knew when you let out a chuckle that had to be the next song.
Yep.
Oh, praise God, that is the Holy Spirit. It's just so much like Him that letting those that are listening or hear this show in the future, that no matter your circumstance, whether you're fighting for your life, for your health, for your finances, for your marriage, a friendship, whatever it is, that you need the Lord.
Right.
And the Lord will restore. The
yes.
Lord can restore
yes.
everything, no matter how little or how big it is. Nothing is too great for Him.
Right.
And that's what that song reiterates, is that we all need Him. We can't go through this life without Him. We
no.
weren't meant to. We weren't meant to.
No, we weren't meant to. As Connie always said, we are all created with a God-shaped vacuum, a hole, where only can get filled by God, and that we have that innate desire and need for God in our lives. We may think that we've been fine all through life without Him, and that why is this so important that we are this serious about God? Because we were created to have that relationship with Almighty God, for Him to fill the vacuum, the place in our hearts and in our lives that only He can fill. Oh, talk to me about that, Betty. Oh, people need the Lord. And what did you think when that song started, Betty?
Well, I'm just now composing myself, trying to, because, there, you know, when I type, I think the prayer before last is that sometimes when you get into intercessory prayer or you get into a deeper level of prayer, as such for the revival, sometimes God lets you see just a little bit of what he sees. And
right.
When you get into a level of prayer that the Holy Spirit reveals to you what you need to pray, is that sometimes it can be overwhelming. And that's why that song says is that there are people out there that so need the Lord.
Yes.
And sometimes they have to let down their ego. They have to let go of their pride and say that, you know, I need God. I can't go on this way anymore.
Yes.
I can't go this path that I've chosen for myself, that I've reached a crossroads, but something happened that I went ahead and I ignored what God wanted me to do, that I didn't think that was what he wanted me to do. I didn't think that was what God had his will for my life was. Well, you get on a detour and you see, do I go left or is this a dead end? And he's showing you the signs through his word.
Yes. Yes.
And you understand, okay, God, I'm ready. I'm ready to come back. Maybe I'm the prodigal son that has left you. But then God will tell you.
Yes.
That I just leave you. You left me.
Right.
And I've been right here all the time.
Right.
I've never left you. I've never forsaken you. And one of the things I heard in church today, it was that God created us in his image. And you know what? That never really hit home until today, is that I realized that I am a representative of Christ.
Right.
I represent him because he created me. Mm-hmm. I am him in the flesh.
Right.
And
yes,
that I am to be like him.
Right.
I am to talk like him and to represent him here on earth. Sometimes it can be very hard when you have attacks from the enemy and he wants to discourage you from doing that. But I'm here to tell you, folks, if you stand and stand firm and realize that God is all you need and that, people, we do need God, whether you want to realize it or not, we do need the Lord.
Amen. People need the Lord. We're going to Isaiah 55:6, and I think, Megan, did you just join us again?
I am back on. Sorry about that. I dropped reception.
That's all right. Isaiah 55:6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. And, you know, dear listener, that's for you. You know, seek him. You know, he's right there waiting to talk to you. You need him, as Betty was so eloquently was saying. People need the Lord. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him. Praise God. Dear listener, no matter what it is you're going through, no matter how bad you've been, no matter how awful maybe your sins have been, let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him and to our God, and he will freely pardon. He will have mercy and he will freely pardon. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him and to our God, and he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. And then he goes on down. I want to go to verse 11. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Megan, talk to us.
That's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That means that his word does not come back void.
Right.
And it doesn't. And when he says that he forgives you, he does.
Right.
Cast it into the sea of forgetfulness.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been, where you've came from.
you can start over.
Right.
And it's just so simply as for asking for forgiveness.
Amen.
And telling the Lord that you're willing to let go of the past. You're willing
right.
to let go of those sins and renew your mind.
Right.
And, you know, that is so vitally important in our Christian walk is that, you know, sometimes we don't lay everything down at the foot of the cross because, I don't maybe fear, maybe pride, whatever it is, you've got to let it go because
mm-hmm.
that could be holding you back
right.
from receiving your gifts, receiving all of your blessings.
Right.
So don't hold back. Don't hold back from the Lord. Tell him everything. He sees your heart. So share your most inner secrets with the Lord.
That's
and
right.
And let him cleanse you from the inside out.
Oh, and because it says, let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him. It's not a matter of you deserving mercy. We get mercy as a gift. I mean, if we had to deserve it, none of us would deserve it. But it says, let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will freely pardon. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Psalm 103:10 says, he has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward us. And as far as east is from the west, has he removed our transgressions from us. In other words, dear one, it doesn't matter how heinous, how awful your sins are. It doesn't matter how many years you've been living a sinful life and just apart from God. God says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Isaiah 55:6, call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will freely pardon. Talk to us, Betty. Oh, my, this is good stuff.
Yes, very good stuff. Again, when you read God's word, as you just did, it enlightens you.
Yes.
It gives you a sense of belonging.
Right.
It gives you a sense of, I'm not forsaken.
Right.
It gives you a sense of, I belong. And that's where God wants us through his word, is that he wants us beside him, that, you know, he, in his house are many mansions. He's preparing. So when he does come back, he wants as many of us as he humanly possible to come and live in his kingdom.
Amen.
And that's why it's so important that we surrender, that we
right.
give our life to Christ.
Yes.
No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, no matter what religion you have a claim to, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and that who shouldn't believe in him but should not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen.
That's what he wants for everyone, Pastor.
Absolutely, he does.
He wants everyone to understand him and to understand that the only way to get to heaven is to know Jesus Christ.
That's,
I mean, that's
exactly
very
right.
simplistic. Very
it's
simplistic.
It's right on.
And is that, I mean, it's the truth. It's we're giving this to you in spirit and in truth.
Absolutely. Romans 3 says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You know, I've heard people through the years say, but I'm a good person. You know, I don't do anything bad. I'm a good person. I'm good morally. I'm good to my family. I'm a good provider, on and on and on. But God says to us through the words of Jesus in Romans 3, Jesus really impressed this upon Paul, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And Betty, what you just said, for God so loved the world, that's everybody, that he gave. It's not there's
yes.
a section of humanity that aren't worthy of salvation. It's not like that. It's for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And I love verse 17, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world.
exactly.
But that the world through him might be saved. Talk to us, Megan.
Well, you know, it's not like, I just had this vision. It's not like getting into a stadium to go to a football game that you have a ticket with the section number, with the seat number. This is an infinite amount of tickets given to everybody.
That's
so
good.
So you all are welcome into the stadium.
Oh, yes.
No, that's, there is plenty of room in heaven for everyone that God has created. And that's his ultimate goal.
It is.
He wants us all back with him.
He does, so, yes.
Why are we walking around down here ignoring the fact that we know what the Lord wants? Why are we walking around? We're wasting time. You're wasting precious time that you could be receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit, receiving the gift of forgiveness,
yes.
Receiving the gift of
yes.
healing.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, people. There is so much power in our Heavenly Father, and it's so important that we walk the walk with him while we're here. We were meant to. We were created to do that. We were created to be a partnership with the ultimate best friend forever. And that is why we are so adamant on the radio show about talking about his kindness and his forgiveness.
Amen.
It's because it's real.
It's real. You're right. And when we absolutely agree to be a part of the family of God, our life changes. It totally changes upside down. I'm going to pray the sinner's prayer. Megan, I'm going to ask you to repeat each phrase after me. And for those out there in radio land, because now we're in so many different countries and on Saturdays and Sundays on Starcom Radio Network in all these different cities across the nation and 8 countries, because of the outreach of the show, and because God does not care what day or time you listen, but if you are hearing these words and you realize, wait a minute, I don't think I have the kind of relationship with God that y'all are talking about, and I'm not even sure that if I died tonight, I'd go to heaven, then you better be praying this prayer along with Megan as she repeats after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That he came to this earth and walked among us.
That he came to this earth and walked among us.
That he taught us the nature of the Father.
That he taught us the nature of the Father.
I believe that Jesus Christ died on a cross.
I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross.
For my sins and sicknesses.
For my sins and sicknesses.
I believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead.
And that Jesus now sits at the right hand of the Father.
And that Jesus now sits at the right hand of the Father.
I acknowledge my need for God.
I acknowledge my need for God.
I invite you, Jesus, into my heart.
I invite you, Jesus, into my heart.
Please forgive me for anything and everything.
Please forgive me for anything and everything.
That I've ever said or done that was not pleasing to you.
That I've ever said or done that's not been pleasing to you.
I accept you now as my Lord and Savior.
I accept you now as my Lord and Savior.
I welcome you into my life.
I welcome you into my life.
And into my heart.
And into my heart.
In Jesus' name, this I pray.
In Jesus' name, this I pray.
Oh, praise God. You know, there's nothing like the presence of God in our lives.
You're here, Lord Jesus. You're here. Yeah.
your presence.
The glory of his presence. Praise his holy name. Oh, hallelujah. If you're one of these that just prayed that prayer with us, the glory of his presence in your life is going to turn your world upside down and all for the good. Oh, talk to us about that, Megan. That's Terry McCallum singing, "Oh, the Glory." Praise God. Woo. I mean, we may need that one, too, for revival, Meg. I'm not sure.
You got it. You got it. We'll just put it on there in case we need it.
I'm kind of thinking maybe, yeah. But go ahead.
I think so, too. You know, just listening to that song, "I'm Standing Outside," and it's just the Holy Spirit meets you where you are, and it's just, it's so beautiful. There's, whenever I feel his presence, there's this sweet aroma. And I just feel so, I feel like Jell-O, because I just am so relaxed and so at peace. And, you know, whoever just prayed that prayer, I just pray that that washes over you right now in the name of Jesus. And
Amen.
That you feel a peace and a calm
mm.
that you've never felt before.
Amen.
That it's going to wash through your body and it's going to wash all that gunk out. Just let the Lord come into your life and let him minister to you. And just lay everything out on the table. Let him take it all from you.
Yes.
And refresh your life.
Yes.
And give you a new sense of belonging.
Yes, praise God. So well said. Praise God. Ah, Mama Betty, talk to us. What'd that do to you?
Oh, I tell you, it's just, you can't, you know, there are no words that can fathom the presence of Almighty God.
Right.
That, you know, I mean, there are many vocabulary words, but it's just unexplainable. Explainable
mm-hmm.
that his grace is sufficient.
Amen.
His love endures forever. I mean, you can go on and on and on, but when you reach that pinnacle, when you reach that time in your life where you think, "Oh Lord God, it can't get any better than this," you know,
right.
sitting in the presence of Almighty God, and then with a couple of Sundays ago, this this pastor told you, God is going to blow your mind.
That's what he said, yes.
Blow your mind.
Right here at this station.
I know, it's just right there, right there before. I mean, it's in today's world. It's ever present with us.
Right.
Is that God's glory is coming, people.
Oh, yes.
And he wants to fill us overflowing.
Yes.
And it's just, it's so rewarding to be able to know that you are a child of God.
Amen.
And that he welcomes you with open arms, and that he will continue to bless you. He will continue to revive you. And again, I'm just head over heels in awe of what he can do, just where we stand. I mean, you don't have to be in a church. You don't have to be in a holy place to be able to receive the power of Almighty God upon you and know will for your life is just it's just a step away. It's just a word away, or it's just a prayer away.
And it goes right back to how we started the show, that Jesus taught in the Lord's Prayer, come thy kingdom in me, be done thy will in me. And when that's our heart, when that's our essence, that we just want to be what God wants us to be, we want to accomplish what God wants us to accomplish while we have days and months and years left on this earth. If that is our goal, then our priorities get straightened out. And we begin to realize that our relationship with Almighty God is where our life has to center around. It's got to center around our relationship with Almighty God. Talk to me about that, Megan, and then Betty, and we're running out of time. So you got to come to Revival if you're anywhere in the tri-state Indiana, Ohio, Michigan area. Go ahead. Woo! Go ahead,
you
Meg.
I look at this as a puzzle piece, that if we don't have the Lord, there's something that's always missing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Right.
And you can search to the ends of the earth for whatever idol that you want to throw in there. It's never going to fit.
It won't.
There's always going to be a jagged edge.
That's right.
But when you find the Lord and you find that missing puzzle piece, everything fits together like a glove. I mean, it's like butter. It's beautiful.
Amen.
And, you know, everything will work out, no matter what type of season that you're in right now. The Lord will work that out for your good. And you just have to dedicate yourself to him and let him know that he is the center of your world.
Right.
And when he is, everything has a glow about it. Everything works out perfectly just fine when you quit worrying about the mundane things of the day, when you quit worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow. Everything comes together for his good.
Exactly. When that is our desire, that God's will be done in our lives and that he can take the broken pieces and bring healing, that he can take that weariness that so many people feel, and that absolute feeling of, just another day, got to get up and do it again, another day. When we can give all that to God and say, God, I need you to put purpose in my life. I need you to give me a reason to live. And that reason, dear friends, is found in the life of Jesus in our lives. And when he is living in us, people need the Lord. When he's living in us, and we are truly saying, come thy kingdom in me, be done thy will in me, then everything begins to fall into place. Megan, you're exactly right. It does. It comes together for our good. And it says in Romans 8:26-28, that, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Betty, we're running out of time, but talk to us.
Well, the only thing I can say is from God's word, is everything comes from him, everything happens through him,
right,
and everything ends up in him. Always glory, always praise.
Right.
Yes, yes, yes.
Where were you? What verses are those?
I think that's I don't have my glasses on. Hold
okay,
on.
Okay, that's all right. You don't have to put your glasses
on. Like...
Grandma, you don't have to put your glasses on. That's okay. We believe you. Go ahead. But
hold on. I got, hold on. Let me look. I don't know.
Okay, that's right. But it's true.
It looks like maybe 11:36.
Okay.
In the Message Bible, everything comes from him.
Right.
Everything happens through him.
Right.
Everything is up in him. I think it's 11:36.
What book?
Message.
Okay. 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 All right. So praise God for that. And that's so
Romans.
True.
Romans.
Romans. All right. That's the book. All right.
That's
the message. Yeah, she got it.
I don't have my hearing aid.
Grandma doesn't have her aid on or her glasses on. All right. But you know what? It's so true, though. Everything does come together when we give God the rightful place in our lives that he wants and he deserves. And when we do that, everything does come together. Doesn't mean that we never have problems. Doesn't mean that we never have
right.
pain and anguish. Doesn't mean we never have pain in our bodies. It means that as we face life's trials, we learn more about God and his promises, and we begin to walk in his word, and his word is what brings the answers and sets us free, heals our bodies, all of that. Talk to us, Megan.
Oh, praise God. You know, it does. You know, it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't matter. Or it's not going to stop us from experiencing pain here on earth.
Right.
Because we all have a cross to carry. And
right.
things are going to happen. Seasons are going to change. But knowing that we can always, always fall back on our Father's lap.
Amen.
Is
yes.
what changes those circumstances.
That's exactly right. That's
and,
right.
And, you know, I'm going to be 36 years old, and I never thought in my life that I would be a woman that would lose a child.
Right.
I always prayed that I would be the one to go before my children, but that didn't happen. And that's okay. That was part of the plan. That was part of my walk here on the face of this earth. And I pray to the Lord that he guides me the rest of my life, that I am used the way that he wants me to be used on this earth, as a pillar of strength because of him, full of wisdom because of him. And you can have all those things. You can pray for all those things and receive all those things, but you got to take that first step.
Right.
That's the most important thing is making that move and making it an outward acknowledgement to him that, Lord, I'm ready.
Right.
I am here. I am ready to accomplish your work on this earth.
That's exactly right. And when that is our purpose, and we realize that that's why we're here, and that we're not just here to, you know, to go to work and all that, that there is a deeper purpose besides all of that. Those are all blessings, you know, a family, children, grandchildren, a job you like, all of that kind of thing. Those are all the blessings of being here on this planet. But our real reason is to accomplish what God has designed for each of us. And he has a plan and he has a purpose. And that's what you got to concentrate on that. And you got to find that. Talk to us, Betty, because we're running out of time here.
Well, I think one of the things is that we have to prove that I prove what is good and acceptable and perfect in the will of God. And for the will of God, hold on a second, that I need to be who he created me to be, not what I want to be, but what he wants me to be.
Exactly,
and
yeah.
It is so... it's so simplistic. Sometimes it doesn't always maybe work the way that we want to, but always know that God's will for your life is for you to be happy, for you to receive joy and peace and happiness. That's the main thrust for him is he wants his children happy. He wants us to see us walking in victory. And I just pray right now
Amen.
That... those who are seeking him have sought him, and that you will continue to thirst after his righteousness.
Amen.
And I pray that you will be filled.
Praise God. Woo, Megan, any last comments here before we get out of here?
No, I just pray that people start taking their relationship with the Lord seriously, because we never know when we are leaving this earth.
Right.
And you want to be sure that you've got the right ticket in your hand.
Amen. That's exactly right. Betty and Megan, I'm going to be seeing you in a few days, and we
I know, I can't wait to give you a hug.
Oh, my gosh, and we're coming to Indiana for our first 4G Kingdom Living Revival. I say first because there will be many to follow. And we invite anybody in that general area to make a trip over to Newcastle, Indiana. You can put it in your GPS, Cornerstone Campground in Newcastle.
Pastor,
yes. Go ahead.
I have the address.
Yes, the address. Let's give the address.
The address is 75 West County Road, 500 South, Newcastle, Indiana, 47362.
There you go. All right. There you go. This Saturday and Sunday night at 5 o'clock, and we are going to have dynamic music and just really a time of sharing in the Word, preaching and learning and then putting that into action. And we're going to pray for people that need prayer. And either of you have any final thing here? We got about 30 seconds.
I just pray that those that have this heaviness on their heart, that if they're in the area, come and receive your healing, because it's going to be pouring out of the service. The Holy Spirit is ready to move.
Amen.
And he's ready to move in us and for us.
Amen.
I'd love to see a packed house.
Oh, that'd be great. And so you are all welcome. And that is this coming Saturday and Sunday, October 22nd and 23rd, 5 p.m. both nights at the Cornerstone Campground Retreat Center in Newcastle, Indiana, right off of Interstate 70 and State Road 3. Not hard to find. Betty, Megan, Andrea, the part of our radio team, eight of you on the radio team now. That's crazy good. That's wonderful. So three of them today on this show. So God bless every one of you, and it's not far to Jesus. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope Ministries, along with our radio team, bringing you this show today. God bless you. Have a great, great week. And if you're in Indiana, we hope to see you Saturday night. God bless you. It's not far from me.